You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's opening act after show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's opening act after show.
Hey, what's going on? What's up, AfterBuzzers? Welcome to the E! Opening Act After Show. Bing is for doing, and we're definitely doing it here again. I'm your host, Jason Carter. You can follow me on Twitter at JJC Forever. Hey, friends.
Hey.
What's going on?
None, chilling.
Cool.
Who are you? Again?
I am Jennifer Golden, and you can find me at Jen the Jew. Oh. Yep, at Jen the Jew.
Cool. And I am Mark E. Allen. Follow me, Mark E. Allen, A-L-A-N.
I was looking for you on Twitter last week. I mean, I didn't even know we're friends, but I wanted to tweet you.
Right, yeah.
And I was like, wait a minute. Like, am I spelling this wrong? So I did A-L-L-E-N, A-L-A-N, A-L-L-I-N. It was just ridiculous. But thank you for clarifying that.
That's what I'm here for, you know what I mean?
E! Opening Act, Episode 3, Jason Aldean and Kylie Morgan. And this week was all about country music.
I'm
a huge country music fan. Love country. Mm-hmm. And do you guys agree with me when I say that country music is probably one of the only genres that if there was like an atomic bomb, it would not die? It would be there with the cockroaches.
You know? I definitely agree with that. They're so loyal.
Right.
In that
those
town.
Fans,
Nashville.
Man.
Woo.
Yeah. I mean, it's so American. It's so patriotic. No matter what you do, country music is like.
Those CMA awards go hard, man.
Always.
Forget the Grammys. You go to the country music
yeah,
awards.
Yeah, I want
to go. Like, it took me a whole week to recover. At Reba McEntire can put them back. But I'm no. On a serious note, though, tonight's episode was actually probably one of the best we've seen out of the three.
I agree.
Yeah, I love it.
First of all, Kylie Morgan is the artist. Beautiful girl. I mean,
really,
they
really
didn't pluck her from obscurity.
No. Nope.
They plucked her from, like, heaven. So stupid.
Or for, like, from her music video.
Or, like, a casting or something like that.
She's pretty awesome.
No, she was great. Definitely. Great voice. Country singer. And she has a really good message. Has a really good cause. She gives a lot to charity. Let's talk about that a little bit later. Let's talk about the show, though. The show is definitely getting better. It's finally making sense. I mean, at first, we were trying to figure out what is the payoff of these people performing with, you know, these top-notch artists like Jason Mraz, Lady Gaga, who else?
Jim Class.
Jim Class or Jason Aldean. And tonight, watching the show, I really felt like, okay, I get it now. Like, it was more, like, worth watching.
Right, yeah.
You know, so I'm glad they did it three shows in because I couldn't handle another episode of No Climax. Excuse my language. But, you know? So, yeah, that was definitely pretty cool. But Kylie Morgan, country music star, or rising country music star from Oklahoma. And I don't want to say she was plucked from obscurity because she was definitely not plucked from obscurity. Apparently, girl has a huge following online.
Yeah, she's got
a website.
Slamming.
Her game is tight.
Tight.
She's got her ducks in a row, I believe.
Dude, she got that whole.
And at 16, that's so crazy to me. I mean, at 16, I didn't know what the heck I was doing.
Well,
I mean,
she's like a really professional band, too.
Absolutely. Speaks well. She knows
she's articulate.
What she's talking about.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think she's been around the block as far as, you know, getting groomed for this industry.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
She definitely wants to make it. And that's what you kind of have to do.
And I think it's so perfect for her, for this show, country music. After seeing this whole episode, like, I feel like she's going to be around for a while.
Yeah, you know? We were saying that when we were watching. Like, she's another Taylor Swift type because she's young. She's got a message. She seems relatable.
She writes.
You want to be her friend.
Music,
yeah, she writes her own music. She seems like she's got a good head on her. She's not going to go crazy and, like, you know, become a stripper. But
well, in the audition process, though, was a toss-up between another girl.
Emily.
Yeah,
and well, she was good, too.
She was great.
But so, she was 12, right?
12 and a different style, kind of a more of a Jewel, kind of folky kind of girl. Like we said, Kylie has a charity, and she also wrote a song called Phoebe. That was the name of the song. The name of the song was Phoebe. And every time she said, I kept thinking of Friends.
Of course. You have to.
It's like, why is she writing a song for Lisa Kudrow? No.
At least it was better than Smelly Cat. Though.
Right? Smelly Cat! But she wrote a song about Phoebe, about a girl who was bullied, who took her life at 15. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty intense stuff for someone 16 years old to be writing.
She said that she was her age when she actually killed herself, so I'm sure she, you know, felt for the girl. And to write a song like that, you're wise beyond your years.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And you feel that. You feel that coming out of the lyrics and when she sings it, and you're like, wow, how can somebody that young emote like that?
Yeah.
Where you can relate at, like, our age or older, and that's what's so awesome about country music. Like, even if it's a young girl singing a song about something real, you know, it's still great music.
It's like the country music just gets us, I feel
it gets us.
It does.
We don't get it as much, but it gets us for sure.
Just a side note as far as country music goes. Do you think country music has... evolved. I think it's more, country's more
poppy.
Pop. Yeah.
Well, they have crossover artists like Taylor Swift was huge for
Carrie.
Carrie, yeah. Yep. And Carrie, yes. Well,
Our friend Carrie Underwood. Who else is friends
with Carrie? Tweets me every day.
Oh, man. Hmm.
Yeah, but she has a charity called It Matters What You Do.
Yeah.
Which is awesome for, at 16, the only charity I was giving to, ladies and gentlemen, was the one in my pocket towards my Jordans. This little girl is...
And Wendy's.
Dude, amazing.
Number six.
No, the double?
No, it's spicy chicken.
Oh.
Every time.
I'll get the double get you right. She has a charity, and I mean, people are really involved. She gives back to the community. And what I liked about Kylie as well, too, is that she, all in all, is still a 16-year-old girl. She's excited. She's still fresh. You know, she's not like jaded by the industry.
Right.
She's like hopeful.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what is needed is hope. Where, especially after, like Mark, we say time and time again, you're in the industry, you're a musician, you know, you go out and get in the trenches with them, and sometimes you're just like, damn, it's so hard.
Right, and especially for like a lot of artists, they don't know who they are. So for her being 16 and already like having a passion for, well, she said that she thought there was only country music. She didn't know there was anything else for the longest time, but she knows who she is as an artist. She's writing songs, plays guitar, and a lot of artists, it takes them forever to even figure out what kind of music they want to do. For her, she knows who she is, and that's so important in this industry.
Right, that makes her so authentic and really, you know, brands her and what she's doing. Now, so she was not plucked from obscurity, but she was chosen by our panel of amazing esteemed judges, who, by the way, if you don't know, are Jason Derulo, Martina McBride, Nigel Lithgow,
Pete Wentz,
Antonina,
Cher, just kidding, Antonina from Moretto.
Rock Mafia
and Nick Cooper,
right?
The vocal coach, and they picked her to come out to L.A. Now, Jen, you were talking. Jen was kind of perturbed earlier, ladies and gentlemen, because she was like, "Why would they fly her to L.A. because she goes to Nashville, you know, the mecca of country music to pursue her dream and to work with all these amazing artists." So that did make sense, but you know, probably for show purposes, like let's just go to L.A.
Yeah, 5 days. Let's go
2 hours in L.A.
Right, let's fly everywhere. You know? And be in one place for 5 minutes. It was just so bizarre. Like, I almost wish they shared the map and been like, okay, she went from Oklahoma to L.A. And then after she had her singing lesson and her emotional breakdown, I guess,
surfing lesson, though.
No surfing this time, thank God. Then they take her right away. They're like, it dawned on us. Let's go to Nashville. Right. Hello, we're doing country music. And then she's going to perform in Alabama. So I feel like Oklahoma to Nashville probably would have been the quickest way to Alabama. I don't know. But it would have saved people some money. Just saying.
Sure. Well, we'll talk about Nashville in a minute. I want to talk about how country music... how powerful it is, because when it comes to shows like this that have, you know, a story, they have a character, do you guys feel that E! Did a great job having a country music artist to help boost ratings?
Yes.
Possibly?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think
absolutely.
So, too.
Because, I mean, I don't even know the ratings of, like, the NASCAR and, like, Indy and stuff like that. But
it's
those,
huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
I mean, there's a zillion people every year that come out for those events that watch those things. It's like America's pastime, not baseball. I've changed it. But...
And they had Luke Bryan and Jason
Aldean. Right,
Aldean.
They all-star country music.
In addition to Dirks Bentley, who...
Right, yeah, Dirks Bentley, too.
I mean, it was like the Brady Bunch of country up
there. Like, who's next?
All they needed was Dolly Parton. It would have been a hoedown.
I know, I'm sure she was around the block or something.
No, she was
like,
on The Bachelorette,
call
guys.
Call Dolly. Well, we had to call up Dolly real quick.
Yeah.
One thing, though, I will say, watching Kylie throughout the show, and just... I felt, even though she was... cute and precocious and fresh and just all that, I kind of felt she was a little bit too polished, though. Like, Like she's done this before,
right?
I mean, I don't know. The authenticity of the show is still questionable to me.
She did cry though when they told her in the gymnasium while she was doing her performance for her charity. She cried.
That was the best reaction thus far.
If she's a better actor than the others and she can cry on cue, more power to her. But it just felt better to see somebody really react like genuinely, because I know that. You know, any one of us would react that way if somebody put us in our dream job or whatever.
Her dog was named Bentley. Her dog was named Bentley, ladies and gentlemen. Right.
That shows her dedication to country music, I think.
She's putting it out there. She's using the secret to will into existence using her dog. What a way to work the pets.
That's what I do.
Yeah. At least, though, also, we know that in this episode, the musician lined up with the performance.
Right, when she was talking when she was talking to the kids in the gymnasium, they're like, all right, so who do you like? I think she said Carrie Underwood or Miranda Lambert. Mm-hmm. And then, okay, what about a guy? Who would you like? Unless she like named 19 guys and like, oh, and they cut it. Right.
They might
purposes.
Have.
She's like Merle Haggard.
Like, who else?
Waylon Jennings.
Kenny Rogers.
Yeah. Rascal Flatts. Almost.
Right.
No, but then she said Jason Aldean, and it's such a huge dream come true for her. That love that.
So we get into the studio with Nigel and the rest of the whole and all the gang. And they decide, you know, they like her song Phoebe. They think it's really cool, but they also felt that the song Phoebe might be too like a downer for an event of this magnitude. That you know, her parents were Jason Aldean, so they sent her to Nashville to work with Dan Huff, major country producer, and he plays a song for her called "On the Radio."
Mm-hmm.
Now let's talk about her voice. I think she has a great voice. See, I'm a huge fan of voices,
mm-hmm.
and Mariah, Christina, mm-hmm. Anita Baker, people that are just sickening ferocious, yeah? Mm-hmm. And, I mean, for her being 16 years old, I thought her voice was decent.
Yeah, I think, with hers, it's more of the singer-songwriter type vibe, where it's more about your tone and how you tell a story. She obviously doesn't have range like Carrie Underwood, not saying that she can't.
She's young. 16, she's only 16.
So she will evolve into something. But I think she has a strong base, a strong foundation.
And she just seemed like a hard worker. So I feel like whatever she's going to do is only going to get better.
Yeah. Absolutely. They had a vignette, a live testimonial confessional they do every week, where you know the people actually just give a testament of what they're going through, what they're feeling, what's going, you know, the whole process. And she has stated that she needed someone to be there with her, and that it was unfair that she was alone on this mm-hmm. journey. And that right there was, I had to really kind of wrap my head around and think, okay, what's unfair about that? Like, you know, you're getting the opportunity of a lifetime to sing with one of your most favorite artists. I mean, you're being showcased for millions of people, in front of millions of people.
Yeah, I think just like the nerves and everything was getting to her, learning the song in 2 days. And I don't think she necessarily meant that it wasn't unfair. Maybe, you know, because she obviously is very thankful for the opportunity. So
she's also 16. Her vocabulary may be limited. Bit like I think that what she probably meant to say was, "This is hard," or "I wish I had the support of my family because I've been coddled," or I don't know. I don't know that she meant unfair, because there was nothing unfair about the situation. It's probably just her trying to express herself in whatever way she could.
Yeah, those tears were real, though.
Yeah. Unfair was probably not appropriate word, but it seemed a little weird.
She needed Bentley, not her dog Bentley, but maybe the dog too.
And in addition to Dirks,
So, but she got it.
She got him with Brian and Jason Aldean. There is nothing unfair about that, my friends.
Right. I feel you. After Buzz is at home, if you have the info on the ratings of their show, we have scoured the internet looking for ratings for their show, and we just have come up short. If you know them or have any information, you could tweet us on our Twitters or go to our Facebooks, and we would love to hear from you guys and get some more info on the show. Now, she gets to Nashville, she's singing the song, and she's there, and Nick Cooper has always got to do the spiel, his shtick. You're not giving me the real you. You're not, you know, I'm not seeing you. I don't get that. I thought out of the last three episodes that have been on this show, I do think that Kylie has been the most present as far as just being her. I mean,
she had a strong performance in this one.
Wait, was this in LA or Nashville?
I think it was
still in LA.
Yeah, we were right before.
Possibly.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I mean, overall, It just blows my mind when Nick says these things, because it's just like, well, who else do you want her to be? Like,
right.
And, what aren't you getting?
And well, I think it was somewhat for show, and like the fact that she was playing guitar, which was like a sick guitar. You see that?
It's like a Fender.
I want to buy
it. It like a regular guitar to me.
I need to buy a guitar like that. And if I was going to buy a guitar,
where would you get one?
I'd probably go to AfterBuzz TV first and then hit the Amazon banner, go right to Amazon and get a guitar like that. And that gives us some of the kickback to keep the lights on, which is cool, too.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So I'm going to buy one of those. But yeah, that guitar was sick. And the fact that she was only 16 playing the guitar, singing great, which I thought. And it was for show. That for was show. For show. For
I mean,
show.
He's got to serve a purpose.
She couldn't really play that guitar, ladies and gentlemen.
No, I mean, what's
no,
he going to say?
No, I'm saying that's for show. Right. I'm saying Nick Cooper, who we love.
We love
Nick. My favorite. works wonders. But I don't know. I think it made her think about it more, which, you know, she's probably in her head sometimes or thinking she can't do it or whatnot. So it's good to practice those things. But
what's he going to say? Like, you're good. I don't really have anything to say to you. Be better.
Yeah.
Be better than that.
No, I get that. I just want to understand about how, as artists, you're always on display. You're mm-hmm. always putting your most intimate, vulnerable side of your personality out there on display for anyone to pick apart and judge and tear down.
And they will.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Without a shadow of the doubt. What I'm trying to understand is why Nick is always saying, oh, well, I'm not seeing you. You're not connecting. And no. Like,
maybe because she's nervous and that's the first take. So that's his right. first response.
What if it was just like a, man, you're good. All right. Score
well, national. I guess I would like to peer into the mind of Nick and really and really get behind that logic of the things that he's saying, because I disagree, you know, mm-hmm, watching right. the show and actually, you know, we're all proteges in what we do, and we're always being trained and being, you know, taught by other teachers, and they say things like that to us as well. And it's perplexing to me that, you know, they say this stuff. But moving along, she gets the song. Now we're in Nashville.
Right.
We're Nashville.
Now we're Nashville.
And, okay, so she's about to have her show and everything's great, and all of a sudden a bus pulls up. A bus
with her on it.
With her on it, with her clearly name. A photo shoot she had taken
prior to. No, they pulled the videos from YouTube and her smashing website, which is really good, by the way. I gotta give her kudos. Mm-hmm. Let's give her an AfterBuzz round of applause for her website, yep. because that website is on point. And there's a bus with her family. Her family comes down, and you know, Dirk's the dog.
The band, we already had the band. We didn't have
the band. We're going to talk about the band now. Yeah. The band was a surprise from Dirks Bentley at the Grand Ole Opry.
What a guy.
Yeah.
What a guy. Brought her band and everything.
And that was a good pep talk that, you know, she had with him, because mm-hmm. right there she just was like, this means so much to me. It just doesn't get any better than this.
Yeah, and it was cool to see like him talk about there at the Grand Ole Opry and the fact that he used to watch all the shows before he was big in the country music. So
it shows her feeling, trajectory, like this can be me too.
Mm-hmm. So that confidence is
for sure.
And now she has her band.
What is the sound?
That's her confidence getting bigger. That's
one more time. Okay.
After Buzz, if you're just tuning in, we're talking about the E! Opening Act After Show, Aria, Kylie, and Jason Dean. And we're talking about Jason Aldean. What is wrong with me? Jason Aldean. And we're talking about Kylie's appearance with Dirks Bentley. Now, let's talk about her band real quick. There's a reason why your band is not as good looking as a star. Seriously, because, I mean, she's a star. And I love how every band in the world has a black something or another in it. Like, Dave Matthews.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. Who else? Maroon 5. Tony, what's his face?
With the blonde hair? Well,
is he...
He's not white.
He's not white, but I don't know.
An ethnic person. Yeah. The band was great. I thought it was a really nice touch that they put her band in there.
Right,
and
I'm sure they've been there since the beginning. Yeah, they should have been there from the beginning of the show.
Right.
But I guess it added some...
an element of surprise.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Which we love.
We do love surprise, yeah, so right. there you go. But, however, they had less time to practice and get to know the song, which is strange, because you start with 5 days, you travel all over the place to 3 different cities, apparently, and then you get your band last minute who has to...
and then practice in the bus.
They must have had the song prior.
I think they threw it to them before.
Yeah.
They've had to.
Right. It just doesn't make sense otherwise. She even said, she's like, I usually get a 30 days or something like that to prepare for a song and a show. So,
what did you guys think of the song? I thought the song was kind of eh.
I thought it was eh when he played it for her. But when she was singing it, I thought it was awesome. I thought it was fit her well.
Yeah, I thought it fit her well, too. And it was a good performance song. It was, like, fun. And then it was a good contrast to her Phoebe song. And she's young. She can sing songs like that.
Yeah.
It's a good song.
Fun, catchy.
Hopefully there will be, you know, more dynamic songs in the future.
Right.
But this song was pretty good for now.
I want to talk more about her charity. I think it's just amazing how someone of that age can start a charity of that magnitude. How do you start a charity?
You start collecting money. You ask people for more of it. You give it to someone.
Do you guys think that that might have been a catalyst for why she was also picked to be on the show?
I think so, too, because that's been huge the last year with, like, Ellen's big on that. Everybody's talking about that. There was the documentaries that were done.
Yeah.
So I think that's huge, and I think it's good for the... Good for the world, good for the TV.
Yeah, and by the way, this episode wasn't the next one slated. It was supposed to be the one with Lady Gaga. So
right.
Maybe just this was more timely. Also, I don't know if this, I mean, I could be stretching, but any connection with the shooting that just happened
with The Dark Knight.
Like,
that makes sense.
People want to see something that's feel good, and people have, you know, a purpose.
I felt that tonight's episode was very almost extreme home makeover for country music kind of singing, even though no one really died or anything like that. Yeah. And one thing tonight, too, that was really missing, well, not missing, but I liked, was that the panel took a back seat. You know, it wasn't like they weren't like heavily involved. They said, okay, you know what, we're going to send her to Nashville to work with actual country music stars and have a real authentic country music experience.
Because that's so important in country music, to go through Nashville, which I mean, I don't think they necessarily had to for the show. I mean, going there was a good element to the show.
They could have brought somebody from Nashville. There are Martina McBride, who's on the panel.
Mm-hmm, but that's one thing that if you go through Nashville, your country in the country music business, it's like they will back you. They're so loyal, they'll back you the whole time. And like Jessica Simpson, when Jessica Simpson went country, she didn't go through Nashville and she ended up getting cut. Like,
because they probably felt it was like she's
wasn't
trying.
Legitimate.
Oh, yeah, you want to come over here?
And, it wasn't authentic.
Exactly.
It's like Mariah Carey trying to do rock. She probably would slay it and be amazing.
Okay.
But, you know, it's not her brand, you know? Right. It's not her brand.
So that was very important that they went through there.
Yeah, they needed to put their stamp on it.
Mm-hmm. And now we got big future for her.
One thing, though, I think
needs to happen in order is the performance, the ending performances, which we'll talk about in a minute. But last couple of episodes in regards to this show, showcasing the talent, it's not exciting. They have the countdown, they have the 3, 2, 1, and you're on stage. Well, we knew that was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's very formulaic.
Yeah, it's just, all right, you know, give me some lights, some dancers, some animals on stage, but Britney Spears Python, or I don't know.
Maybe that'll be part of the Gaga episode.
Because it's not.
Definitely.
This show tonight really took a step up as far as the emotional bandwagon, like getting us on board and finally, okay, fine, a quality show, but it's still on a scale of 1 to 10 as far as the fierceness factor. I call the Jason Carter fierceness factor. It's about a 4.
Yeah, well, I mean, with country music too. I mean, that's what you get when you go to a show. You don't usually have the craziness on stage.
Carrie,
it's more about the band and just playing.
Yeah. I've seen some pretty full out country shows. Right. And I'm from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Every country artist goes through pays at General Pavilion. I've seen Reba McEntire full out. I mean, and even though, like
the stage and the
just
setting,
the staging, the whole, just I don't know.
Like even like Carrie Underwood when she performs, if it's a ballad, it's more like she's staying right here in this beautiful dress, and you're just captivated because her beauty and her voice is just ridiculous.
Yeah, something along that nature. Because here we are, we're getting the build up for the whole show. You know, we're going through the process. Not plucked from obscurity this episode. The family, the singing, the vocal coach, the audition, all the way to the final moments. The makeover, which we'll get to. The makeover. Right. And then...
I feel like we're at the state fair.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well...
That didn't seem like that.
I can see how you
every episode.
That.
Except, no... Yeah, every episode.
Yeah, even the Rod Stewart episode felt a little bit like seat fillers were there, and then she got to play, and then the real show happened.
I mean, you're on stage with Rod Stewart.
Right.
But that's the thing, too. It is an opening act. I don't know. I went and saw Foster the People, and Kimbra opened up for them. She had a black sheet, which was basically covering all of Foster the People's background.
Really?
And then, like, her sound wasn't as good, and I was like, meh. Like, in her, when she goes on tour, and she's the lead, you know, the main act, it's going to be all about her, but I think...
Yeah. I've seen some pretty big for like opening acts
for sure.
For shows. Yeah.
I guess it all depends. And a lot of them, I mean, if it's, you know, like Enrique Iglesias and J-Lo, when they went, then it was like they're kind of both headlining.
Yeah. But that makes sense.
Yeah.
So she, I'm not going to say for the rest of the hour.
I'm going to zap you.
She opens up for Jason Aldean. Okay, I'm not that big of a Jason Aldean fan.
I am, but I wanted to see him. Where was he?
He was in for a scene.
Yeah.
Right, he said hi.
That pretty much.
And then where was his performance?
I don't know.
On the cutting room floor.
Now we have to just go download it on iTunes.
Well, we do. We could.
Yeah, we should.
We should.
But again, this show's about the opening act. You know,
right.
I guess there Jason Aldean was probably just more of the sprinkle, you know,
yeah.
Right.
on the table, and it's more about which it should be. It shouldn't be about the star.
Right.
I mean, it should be about the person, you know, Kylie.
Right.
But in this episode, he wasn't as hands-on as Gym Class Heroes was.
He wasn't. He didn't, like, give her a pep talk or anything.
Yeah,
he came in after the fact. But if you want to hear more from Jason Aldean, you could go to iTunes, you know, and download his music. You could also go to iTunes and check us out and download our podcast. You could go to the Apple Podcast app, too, and just have our podcast load directly into your app on your iPhone, your iPad, anywhere, your computer, and rate us, comments.
We love comments.
We love comments. Tell us about what you love about the show, what you don't love about the show, if you agree with us, you know, what you thought about the previous performances or the current ones.
Does it cost anything?
No, it's free.
Free.
Which I love, clearly. Jen the Jew loves free things. So, wow. Guys, it's got my stamp of approval all over it.
You don't have a sound effect for your stamp of approval?
No, but I bet you can make... Oh.
He does.
Really? I want a better one. Redo. Okay, fine.
You two of them. You're hilarious. After Buzz, if you're tuning in, we're talking about the E! Opening Act after show. Kylie Morgan, Jason Aldean, season 1, episode 3, and... Back to Jason Aldean only being present for like 2 seconds. He probably had no personality. Because here's the thing, though, we forget that even though they're musicians, does not mean that they have the best personalities ever.
But they have to be somewhat of a performer. I mean, they're the front man of a band.
Right.
And they
but it's also on stage.
Right. Look at Janet. She's like,
it's true.
I don't know. The stars are so beautiful.
I feel like I am Janet right now.
But then she blows up on stage. Just, you know, it's all Sasha Fierce ego. So the Sasha Fierce syndrome. That's what we call it.
It's true. And there were articles written saying, like, Jason Aldean's going to be on the show tonight, but he's no Blake Shelton. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
There you go.
So.
Well, he is TV act now, a TV host.
Right, and you see him come alive on The Voice.
Well, he's
so.
Always drunk, too, I think, though.
Is
you
he?
Think he's drunk?
Nah. Yeah.
Him
you
and Christina?
Heard it here first.
After Buzz exclusive.
Oh, man.
After Buzz TV exclusive.
Blake Shelton drunk every episode on The Voice.
I will not
no,
agree
I love
with
him.
That. I
no,
don't know if that's for sure.
We're joking. Blake, if you're watching... Our bad. We're just kidding.
We love you, and we wouldn't mind if you came to talk to us about opening acts. I don't know.
Bring Miranda Lambert.
Bring Christina.
No,
bring
Adam. Don't.
Bring CeeLo and his
actually,
cat.
Actually, Adam Levine. Bring him.
Yeah. So, back to the show, the performance. Okay, so before...
You think it fell flat.
Huh?
You think it fell flat.
Well, in addition to her fabulous CoverGirl makeover she got, because no, CoverGirl is a sponsor of this episode, mm-hmm. and they gave her a CoverGirl makeup. And again, E, if you're going to do a makeover on a beautiful girl, make her look more beautiful than she already is, because I felt like they just washed her hair and put on some lipstick and said, there you go, you're Kylie 2.0.
She had, like, eyeliner on. But, I mean, she's young, so they didn't want to make her maybe too glam or too old. But, yeah. I mean, put on some more than just eyeliner and lip gloss. Cause,
they don't want to take... I mean, I don't know anything about that.
I don't
either. You don't wear eyeliner or lip gloss for our show?
I mean, I don't put on mascara every day.
Guys, but, I will make you over.
Thanks.
No problem.
But do you think... So, I feel like she did the best that she could do with what they gave her as far as the stage and everything. Because even starting off with the performance, she was very confident on stage and working with the crowd and talking to them, which I think she's very used to... Obviously, with the bullying campaign and speaking to kids anyways and all that stuff.
But, she was very animated. It's not like she had lights and, like, fireworks and things coming out of the stage, so there was just her and her band.
Right.
She definitely has star power. She definitely has it. What I was talking about a couple weeks ago is about having it.
Yeah.
Kylie Morgan can be a force to be reckoned with in the future in country music. She's cute, great voice, and with training and practice, she sounds so corny. Practice makes perfect, but with training, practice, and just consistently performing and being out there and being in the thick of it, I do feel like she's going to be another. I'm not even going to compare. I hate when people say she's going to be another, because there should never be another. She will be the first Kylie Morgan. She will. Right. She'll be that young.
That's very
that
fair.
Young, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because
I like
no
that.
One said there's going to be no Taylor Swift didn't say, "Oh, I'm going to be the next this one." She's like, "I'm going to be Taylor Swift."
Right.
And by golly, she's Taylor Swift.
Taylor,
you know what
Swift.
I mean? So
yeah.
Kylie Morgan is going to be the first Kylie Morgan.
I think with especially with that song Phoebe being so such a powerful song, very well written, and that she already has a video online with that. I think with that strong message, I think we're going to hear it on. Give it a month.
Yeah.
Country radio.
Yeah, she's going to be everywhere.
I
think so too. And by the way, we also forget she's the opening act for Jason Aldean, who she's probably the opening act, the opening act, the opening act for like three other people that are opening for Jason Aldean,
mm-hmm. right.
which Luke Bryan was there. Dierks Bentley was there. So, you know, that's why it seemed like there was so little frill in her performance, because there was
her
little frill.
Her performance was just okay. It wasn't anything. Again, I'm waiting to see on the show something that's just going to truly blow me away. It has to happen. If there's going to be a season two of this show, I think the concept, again, is great. I think what they're trying to do is awesome. I think the way they're positioning it and really getting into our hearts and our minds and really pulling on those emotional heartstrings is awesome.
Yeah.
But
just for the sake of the
show,
episode,
for it just feels like it's like wearing a fragrance. It's like spraying cologne that lasts for like 15 seconds and it's gone. It's like, oh, okay, well, I got a whiff of that.
I was thinking the same thing.
I know you were. Mark, we're on the same page, dog. Same page. That's why I feel
like,
about it.
Like on The Voice, with every performance they do is a VMA performance.
But dancers and lights and emotion and fierce, sickening ferociousness.
Yeah. You know what? You kind of expect it to be such a dramatic like difference from their video, their YouTube mm-hmm. video, which is their performance, which is of equal caliber.
Yeah, I felt like it was still strong. It was still a strong performance.
Right.
It was solid.
But it didn't heighten in any way. It was
just
more of her being good.
Right, exactly.
Like, I wanted to see her just blow us away. Kind of like a Carrie Underwood performance with, like, wind in her hair and, like, just her being a badass.
Yeah.
Being a badass. Owning it. And her parents are super cool. And in this episode, you really didn't get that. There really wasn't a story as far as her personally in this.
Right.
It was mainly just about her charity and the song she wrote. That was the story this week, of the Phoebe.
Which I loved.
I loved that, too.
Yeah.
Because it would have been one thing if we would have just seen another family. Like,
right.
Yeah, we wanted to get it.
But instead it was about her and what she stands for. And I think that's pretty cool, too, because she's just 16. Mm-hmm. So she already stands for something. She's ahead of everybody else.
Well, in addition to her charity, CoverGirl donated $20,000. $10,000.
Maybe they'll send another 10. Who knows?
$10,000 to the Pacers National Bullying Prevention Campaign. And let's get about that real quick. You know, every time I think about bullying, and it just blows my mind, and it just behooves me that people would bully other people. That's like, we're human beings. You know why? Mm-hmm. Why would I have the need to bully someone? Like, why is there a need for a prevention campaign for bullying? Like, how, if you stop and think about how asinine and absurd that is.
Yeah.
Like, why is there bullying to begin with, and to have a prevention organization?
Crazy,
it blows our mind, and thank God there is, though, like a prevention organization, because there is bullying. So, you know.
And we're seeing that this whole, like, last year that's been in the news, everything, and then, like,
No Hate, Ellen,
sure.
and
when the, like the bus monitor that got probably almost $1 million from the Indiegogo thing
for a bully,
where the kids were bullying her on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't see that?
Oh no! But there's also that film Bully.
Yeah.
Oh right. Yeah.
Where they were campaigning to get it into the theaters, or to reduce the rating from R to PG-13, so that people that are affected by
could watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
By bullying can see the actual film. So.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a break right now. We've got a commercial spin for you. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with more of the E! Opening Act, Kylie and Jason Aldean.
And predictions and news and gossip.
Woo. Yes, ma'am.
Hey there, good buddies. My handle's Wooly Bear. I'm a truck driving man, but I'm not that old school kind of truck driving man, no. I like to listen to podcasts while I'm driving through these great United States of ours. And my favorite podcasts in the world are from AfterBuzz TV. And why? Because AfterBuzz TV is like a post-game wrap-up show for all your favorite TV shows, like Jersey Shore, Dancing with the Stars, Mad Men, and a whole truckload more. I like listening to my Gossip Girl podcast, catching up with all my fellow fans and getting all the latest news and gossip. No, I got some strong opinions. And AfterBuzz TV lets me share those opinions with thousands of other listeners. Woo-wee, what a feeling. I used to doze off on those lonely stretches of road. And don't worry, I got the cruise control. But now I'm wide awake and listening to all the AfterBuzz TV goodness. Check them out. Give them a holler. And tell them the old Woolly Bear sent you.
Get on my shirt.
And we're back.
Yes, we are.
With a stain on my shirt. Sorry, everybody. Now you know.
And you're back to the E! Opening Act AfterBuzz TV show. Jason Aldean and Kylie Morgan. And now we have some fabulous news read by Jen the Jew.
Oh, yay.
AfterBuzz TV news.
So Jason Aldean, I think I had mentioned this earlier. Maybe I didn't. But he will be performing here in California, specifically Irvine, at Go Fest, which is put on by Go Country, the radio station, and he'll be playing with Luke Bryan again and a bunch of people, and it's going to be an awesome show. So that's here, and it's going to be touring, I believe. So if you want to see Jason Aldean in your city, Google it, because then you'll find out when he's playing. So that's that. That's local news, I guess. And then band that we had on the band last week, 24/7. They have a new music video that has just come out, right?
Yes, they do.
And what is that song called?
It is called... I didn't write it down.
Yeah, you told it to me. Something that had an awesome title.
Yeah.
Well, you look that up, and I will move on to the next piece of news while we're getting there. Ariel from the first episode, you know, cause we were saying we want to know what the payoff is. We want to know what happens to these people. We'll tell you what happens to them if we can find out some info on them. She has an original song called Creature of Habit coming out in August, and she's currently raising funds to do the video. She wants it to be more of like a short than a music video, so it's got a whole story, and she's really excited for it, but she can't do it unless she raises money. And you can help her raise the money on Indiegogo.
Indiegogo.
Cool. It's like the Kickstarter, but for music videos.
That's nice.
And 24/7, their video is called Lesson Learned.
Yes.
They dropped it Monday right after the show, and it's over 20,000 views in a week. So
it's pretty awesome.
Right on. It's an awesome song, awesome video. Check it out.
Like we said earlier, if you guys have any other information in regards to anyone on the show, feel free to tweet us. We'll give you a shout out on the air. We love when you guys interact with us. Get involved. Let us know what's up. If we're missing something, call us out. We'll make sure we get to it. And yeah, that's how we roll here at AfterBuzz TV.
We want to hear from you.
Well, again, awesome show tonight. Definitely in the right direction for the opening act on E.
Can't wait to see what happens with Kylie. I really see good things in her future.
Absolutely. More and more to come from her.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and next week it will be Jason Mraz and a new undiscovered opening act.
Yes, and I think we will see some interesting, you know, a dynamic that we haven't seen yet, because the opening act that they possibly pick for him doesn't necessarily seem like somebody they would match up with him, so it'll be cool to see that. You know, I think this show is just going to keep getting better. I do.
How many episodes are on slate for the season?
Good question.
Normally a summer season was 8 episodes?
I think 8 for summer, but... Yeah. Yeah, so we got Lady Gaga coming up, hopefully.
I want to know what happened
to her. I think she's going to be the finale.
You know, they might make her the finale, because that's going to be like a blowout performance, probably, if you're going to match or get close to matching Lady Gaga. Right.
I wonder what Kylie did with the bus.
Did she keep the bus?
She probably did. Yeah. Move that bus!
We were Extreme Makeover today. That's awesome.
Okay. Well, you guys, that's all for this episode. Thank you so much for hanging out with us. Until next time, I'm Jason J. Carter. Follow me on Twitter at JJC Forever. Peace, love, and hair grease, even though my hair's dry right now. Deuces!
You can find me at Jen the Jew.
And then follow me at Mark E. Allen. Follow us at AfterBuzz TV.
Bam! See you guys.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.